Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bald and the Beautiful podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Kevin Fredericks.
I'm Angel.
Thankfully in the building.
And we're going to thank our sponsors.
We got Factor, Masterclass, and Lumi. We'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. Make sure y'all check them out.
And we've been gone, but we ain't missed a week.
Come on. Dedicated.
We've been gone, but we ain't missing.
We ain't missed a week.
We dedicated until this thing is over.
Yes, sure enough. And we're May. May is, when this airs in your thing, this is May.
Yeah, we got like.
Yeah, that's about right for facts.
Listen.
Yeah, exactly.
they hurt my friend's feelings.
Y'all can have whoever you want. Greg.
First of all, y'all ain't gonna shade Kevin like that. All right, y'all really hurt him.
Let him shade.
Y'all think I'd be mean to Kev? I'd just be joking, and he know it. That was hurtful, and y'all shouldn't have said that.
No, they should have said that because it made me feel completely fine with what I did.
All right, yeah.
Wait, what? What?
In the hell with Kev? We don't want to.
When they said that to replace him, it hurt Kevin's feelings. Oh. It hurt Kevin's feelings.
It didn't really hurt his feelings.
He said it got. He said it got through.
It didn't get through the. It didn't get through the gloves.
My mind.
Oh, obviously.
No, it didn't get through the gloves.
His eyes are a little glossy. I ain't gonna lie.
Is it a little glossy?
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Frank Ocean earlier.
What song?
Godspeed. Try not to cry.
Oh, the song.
I only know one Frank Ocean song, so I don't know why I asked.
I'll always love you. That ain't it. You know, a tornado came across my room.
She said, I don't know which one you're singing.
I just knew that was going to be the one you were going to say. I didn't realize he had and this is no shade. This has more to do with the fact that I just don't stay up on people's music. I just didn't know he had other songs.
Ah, she said, I thought that boy had the one.
Yeah, I didn't know. Again,
one hit or quitter.
Yeah. Y'all got it. That's more about me than it is about him. Okay, so we have last week today. Let's start with the Tanksleys. Let's start with Angel and work our way inward outward.
Oh, my God. What happened last week today? What happened?
It feels like a newscast.
I don't understand why y'all strain my brain like this.
Oh, goodness. And I knew it was coming.
Come on. Last week, what did you do on Monday?
On Monday? Okay, I know I started purging my closet. I've gotten rid of so many clothes, and yet my closet is still as full as it was but when I started.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why. And but it feels good. There's something like so cathartic about getting rid of stuff you don't need no more.
Correct.
Also, last week we saw our son in a play, a musical called Urinetown. Mm-hmm. And it was
Urinetown like pee or like you're in town?
Yeah, like piss.
It is your. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought surely it couldn't be that.
No, they have a company in there called Urine Good Hands Company, but it's urine.
It's the whole play, a play on.
Kind of. Urine. But also, they talk about peeing.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you guys
referring? Very interesting. Yes. No, it's a very interesting play. It's good.
It's a farce, but farce. Yes, and it's hilarious.
Don't leak anything.
Joshua said, "Don't leak anything."
That was good.
Don't piss me off.
Hey, oh.
Remember Michael Scott?
Roll,
Josh?
Roll.
Think of something. Pudding.
Lil Marcus was doing the musical and track at the same time, which they usually don't allow.
Musical.
In track.
Sport?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The sport at the same time because they conflict. Rehearsals and practices conflict.
Oh, got it.
He injured himself halfway through the track season, ended up doing what we thought was his last race and actually
qualified. What did he run?
We don't know yet. Right now he's in he's in the 400.
He'd be out there just running around.
Although he does the open quarter.
Yeah.
Stop calling it that.
That's what it is.
This is your dad.
It's the quarter mile. It's the quarter mile.
My dad was like, your mama named open quarter, I'm going to call it open quarter.
It's what it is. Open quarter. He ended up qualifying for the finals, coming out of injury. And then in the finals, he ran. but he's going to start doing hurdles, we think, next year because they have a really good.
Hurdles. Is he doing highs or lows?
He's going. I don't know yet. Oh. I don't know. We don't know. He's going to do 300, though.
300 hurdles?
Mm-hmm.
He's doing lows.
Those are lows.
Yeah, okay,
are
there lows. You go. Then you have
that's
the
what
answer.
I ran.
High is 100.
High is 100.
They try their best to get me run hurdles.
He's tall, though. He should be able to do
that's
the highs.
That's what they said to me.
If he needs help, I know hurdle drills.
If he gets his three-step in between, that's good
that's
rhythm.
That's what they told me.
Hello? That I was about to say. What are you doing?
Shouting. Come on. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Ain't nobody mad but the devil.
I don't know what you was doing at first, though. Yeah, I didn't know what you was doing at first.
This is frustrating that you're doing it so wrong.
Ain't nobody mad but the. Yeah.
I'm so mad you just stood up and did all that.
Yeah,
that's
get
what
it.
We used to do. But no, but you gotta jump high. You gotta jump high.
Yeah, you gotta get up. That's to keep the calves hot.
Only
keep the calves hot.
Real track runners know that. But you didn't jump high enough,
Kev. You gotta jump and you gotta bring knees.
And your knees gotta go. Exactly.
Come on, Kevin. You gonna throw it all up. Come on.
Watch your booty.
Yeah.
That was good.
You gotta do more than that.
We used to do that 3, 4, 5 times.
Yeah.
So so I said that to say watching the first night of the play and watching him be a beat behind everybody was hilarious.
He was learning the steps on stage to a point I had to stop watching him. I was like, "You ruining the play for me. Let me go over here."
Because it was
whose kid is that? It was mine. Move, man.
It was a lot of choreography. I didn't realize how much choreography it was. It was a lot. And then he was also learning how to harmonize for the for first time. He was singing bass, which their bass line was the hardest harmony. But he held it down. I was like, I said, even though it was funny watching you realize, oh, yep, I'm supposed to be over here multiple times. I was like, the fact that
was
you.
Was this tech or real?
This was the first show. What are you talking about?
Actual show. Learning?
No, he knew that. Like, knew it, but he just it's just he didn't have as much rehearsal
it wasn't as crisp
him
as everybody
because
else.
He was doing track.
He was doing track, so he was rehearsing twice a week while they were rehearsing 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't get like him, man. Come on.
But I was proud of him. I said, the fact that you did both, sir. Yeah, I said, my hat's off to you. So that was my.
He don't understand the fire that lit under me. The fact that he qualified coming off an injury.
That's fantastic.
I was like, what do you have?
Oh, huh?
He hurt his foot. We don't know, but it was swollen for a while.
He stepped in a hole or something. Mm-hmm.
Does he run anything? Does he do relays?
They sometimes put him on the 4x4.
4x4.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, but
I love 4x1. Oh.
Yeah, relays are great time. 4x4 is a fantastic time.
Yeah, it's less. I feel like that one has less like as the 4x1. The 4x1, you have such a small window of F up, or get it right, or you effed up. So
there is no F up in the 4x4. In the 100, you need to come out the blocks correct, and then run full speed. The 400, you could strategize.
That strategy.
There was nothing more terrifying than hearing somebody's baton fall during practice.
Click, 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 click.
No, our coach, oh my God. It was the where.
And everybody, you turn around and you realize you don't have it. Mm-hmm. Never happened to me, though.
Day of the meets on that Friday, never. We used to carry the batons with us. Mm-hmm. And if you drop a baton, if he heard a baton fall, who was it? I was third period going into fourth. I heard a baton. Who was it?
Yeah, you gotta get that.
Tyson, where's your classes at? Nah, I was on the science wing, homie.
Be a track coach, Melissa.
I would, absolutely, if my boys ran track.
No, teach other people's kids.
No. I'm not that committed.
I'll tell you what. I went to track meet and I said.
And track meets are long.
They're long.
I hate track. I hate all untimed sports. Track.
They are timed.
No, they ain't.
I get a time at the end of my race.
Right. She's like, there's a time that's happening.
Timed. But I guess it's a time each thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
It's like the only timed sport. Okay. Right. What are you talking about?
Right.
Come on, get it out.
I went to JoJo's track meet and I hate it more than most. First of all, there's 11, 12 heats of everything. Don't let everybody on
big,
the field.
Oh, one in big meets.
And then they're not even, each heat's not, all the lanes are not full.
So why are you?
You're having 3 heats in a row of 5 people.
One through eight, or nine. Yeah. Get in there.
Get in there. Matter of fact, race the 100 on both sides. Y'all going to be here all day.
We have said
y'all
that.
Both go. Because we're going to be here. Do the 200. Y'all know where it is.
Them invitationals, they were doing that. This is what I'm talking about.
But I went in there and I was like, Joe ain't finna get smoked by these Mexican kids, man. He black. What? Boy came and started 8th, finished 8th. I said, you're not going faster.
He finished the lane he was in. Hold on.
Boy, these kids is
very fast.
Dusting him. And I should have known that because I was in El Paso watching track and the Mexican kids are fast.
They're fast.
But Joe is fast on soccer, but that tells you fast in your speed in your sport is not the same as track speed.
Exactly.
You
exactly.
know, track speed, that is pure
right.
speed. You can be fast on soccer field, and when they run the 200 meter, there ain't no ball on this.
So I'm going to tell Will Marcus that you're going to coach him in hurdles.
I absolutely. Tell him I can give him some pointers.
This is probably really still
just,
fast.
I'm going to just drop him off in your front yard. Don't worry. You ain't got to go nowhere.
Yeah, they asked me to coach jumping. I was like, I ain't got the time, y'all.
To do
long triple and high jump? Yeah.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
I used to jump.
I enjoy long.
How do you coach jumping? What is the technique?
Form. form and getting off the ground.
Because what you got to do on the high jump, you got to go backwards, actually. You got to kick your leg.
Why can't you do it? It's not every – they don't – the
what's the face? That's how I ended up coaching last time.
But no, you need to listen to me. Marcus? I was about to say his real name.
Or Jack.
We'll say Jack.
I wasn't yelling at nobody.
No, he was yelling.
No, he was yelling.
Oh, he was yelling. That's right.
Shut up!
That's what it was. That's why I heard the Sean. It was shut up. I'm like, something was getting yelled. But it was Sean.
You could just coach two times a week.
You don't want to, Angel.
Again, this is how I ended up coaching last time.
And it's good for him.
No, it's not.
Okay,
it's
sorry.
Stressful. I wanted to coach Isaiah's basketball team so bad. Their coach was not.
Why didn't you do it? You too busy?
Yes.
They weren't.
They were so improperly coached. And they were terrible.
Oh, I've seen that.
But some coaching could at least make the games, at least make it competitive.
As a dad, that's the most frustrating thing. Is see, I'm like, I can coach y'all this game and y'all do 10 times better.
But just
this game.
Marcus. Like, my baby and them, obviously you can tell they ain't got the same players. Y'all not boxing. Go ahead. They getting pressed, and the coach was just like, man, this is working really well for them. Like, that's their coach. And I'm like, bro, y'all don't know how to break a press? You don't even know where to start?
No, they don't.
All I told them was, because his coach wouldn't say nothing. I said, just
the coach didn't know what he was doing.
No, he didn't. He just was getting work release.
He was a fan of watching basketball.
He said work release?
He was on work release. I said, man, I said, kids, listen, because the coach didn't say nothing. They was getting pressed, and the kids were still. I said, just pass through the ball. Just pass it. You can't dribble faster than you can pass. And they got the first one over the half court line. They were like, man, tell your dad thanks.
But the thing is
basic basketball stuff. You can pass faster than you can dribble.
Well, maybe their coach was stressed, because sometimes I be stressed, and that's why I like Factor, because you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh and ever frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just two minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart Keto, Protein Plus, or Veggie and Vegan. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so that you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor's meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Tailored to your schedule. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Hit to factormeals.com/TBTB50 and use code TBTB50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code TBTB50 at factormeals.com/TBTB50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Thank you, Factor.
All right. Anything else on?
That was my long list this week, last month.
We love it.
This day, last week. Sorry.
All of that.
This week, last month.
This week, last month. Yes. Anything you want to add?
You know I don't.
Okay.
You don't got nothing?
Remember. No.
Okay.
I don't be remembering.
I don't either. I have to write myself down. Kev?
Well, y'all had a good time last week. Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
We went to the Bahamas.
Yes.
Yeah. It was great. We went with Tavin Chance and a couple of their friends celebrating their 21st anniversary.
Dope.
It was super, super dope. The Bahamas is a very black city.
Mm-hmm.
I told Melissa, they were like, y'all been to Bahamas? I was like, yeah, we've been. Because we've been on cruises two or three times, mm-hmm. maybe. Three mm-hmm. times.
Probably three.
This was our first time going to the Bahamas.
Because y'all only did the cruise and ported there. Yeah.
You get off one day. You get off the ship one day. You go up to the beach. Yeah. And maybe at least the three times we went, you go a block in to the city.
Yeah.
Whatever those restaurants are. is the equivalent of coming to Hollywood Boulevard and then leaving L.A.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So we did one time we went to the hotel, I believe. We did some like dolphin stuff before we knew it was bad. It was fun, though, but now I know you can't do that.
Correct.
But I didn't know you could not do that.
Correct.
I rode them dolphins before I knew them dolphins were sad. Because I did be, it was a little sad. I looked
you
over.
Got, you should like, get off this point.
I just was like, y'all could jump right over to be our house. And it was like, we can't jump that high. So anyway, but this was the first time we went. We stayed at this resort.
That's what, that's what resort y'all stayed at.
It was called,
if y'all don't mind,
the Albany.
The Albany.
Okay.
And the staff at the resort, and we also went to this casino there. Baja Mar, I believe, was the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised how much I got recognized in the Bahamas. True, the crew on the boat was dapping me up. What up, Kev? Like the people who took us to the swimming activities, mm-hmm. at the restaurants, at the casinos. But there was just black people.
Yeah.
You got the farmer's tan going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Look at it on.
Yeah, it's light, light skin up top. It's light skin.
I got my legs even worse.
Kev's legs are far away.
This thigh meat looks like your shirt.
Oh, okay.
And the bottom half of my leg.
They were out there on that golf all day. They clocked in for a full job.
Oh, dang, you really do.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Oh, what were you going to take, Tang?
No, just real quick on the tan thing. I was the second or maybe last year I was coaching track. My mom came out to visit. We was at the house. I'm relaxing, got on some shorts, no shoes, no socks. My mama said, what's on your feet? Because my legs were so dark compared to my feet because I got them socks off.
You had sun. This is sun socks. Yeah,
it was lack of sun. Go ahead, Kev, my bad.
No, I was just saying that was really surprising to me. That water is very, very blue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very blue.
Very blue. We did stuff I never thought I would do. We fed nurse sharks.
Mm-hmm. That's all that.
We fed iguanas grapes.
Mm-hmm.
And we was supposed to swim with the pigs. That was how it was billed. But then
how it was billed.
It was like, you can swim with the pigs. Had whole Instagram videos and stuff. But as we pulled up, I said, you know, the little I do know about pigs,
they're disgusting.
Not the cleanest animals. And the funny thing is the guys who were taking us, their disdain for pigs really colored the whole situation. Because they having a blast at the iguanas, having a blast at the nurse sharks, having a blast at lunch. We pulled up to the pigs and the dude's just like, oh, I hate this part of the job. I hate the pigs, man. So the pig's trying to climb on the boat. He's like, no, get off of here.
The pig like was climbing bullies. On the boat.
They were huge. And they're humongous. And they're bullies.
At least 400 pounds. Yeah. Probably up to 500 pounds.
They're huge.
And some were as big as 6 feet tall. Like literally long bigger than longer than I am. So
that was a call of hogs.
Yeah, that was a pig. Pig is a hog, no better. So some of the group was like, I want to get in with the pigs. So what happened was them pigs was peeing in the ocean.
And you could see the poop.
You could see, and then they was doodling.
And when then when they would move, you could see the trail
and coming from their butthole.
Oh no.
I said imagine a pig doo-doo touching your arm. Your arm would be I would be armless the next time y'all
shave their skin off.
I would be left-handed. I would just take a hunk out. If I got
pig doo-doo, that's what I'm saying.
Take the hunk take out. That, I know you got a machete.
Like an apple. Just take it out.
Just take and the pig had because Qatar was in there, and a pig hit her with his tusk. This is before they pooped, because they wasn't nasty at first.
Yeah.
Hit her.
Oh, with his hoof?
Yeah.
No, with his husk.
Oh, his tusk.
Hit her, that bone, this one here.
Shin.
Shin. And she got out the water.
He struggled this whole sentence, but I'm being patient.
And I said, man, it was nice to throw apples in their mouth from the boat.
It was the struggle to make sure you said Katara, not Takara. He said Katara.
Because they're both, their name is the same, just with different setups.
Yes, I know. I have to think. I'll be like,
Katara.
So I just say, Masara. That's how I can. Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. Good Bahamian food. Played golf. It's my second, third time playing. I played with Joshy the first time.
Golf is fun.
It is not.
It's long, though.
It is not a sport that is like, yeah. When you miss a basket on a shot, the ball still stays relatively in play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You shoot, you miss, somebody grabs it, or you can grab it. Mm-hmm. When you miss golf,
golf balls be gone.
Them, I lost no less than 12 golf balls.
Oh, did y'all play all the holes?
All 18 holes.
Oh, no, I can't do it.
It is a, it didn't, this I knew from when I played with Josh. It's physically taxing. With Josh, we didn't have carts. We walked the whole 18. It was a car course, yeah. This one, we had carts. And at the end of the day, I checked my Apple Watch, 5.6 miles both days. And all the swinging in, while you're playing, it doesn't feel taxing. No particular swing feels taxing. Mm-hmm. But the culmination of the swings at the end of the day, Josh, my arms are still sore.
I had an injury. I had swelled up right there.
Did you?
I think it's from going to the driving range, though, hitting that concrete.
Yeah, and that's the thing about golf. Strength does not do it.
No.
You can't just keep hitting it harder.
There is no cut golf player. Look at the professionals. Tiger Woods ain't never had a muscle in his body. That's why I had to let, when I was like, still playing, I'm just like, stop trying to ego swing.
Absolutely.
Because it ain't nobody putting no muscle into this sport.
I was in there tearing them people's lawn. I'm talking about.
I was going Super Saiyan on the grass.
I look like a gopher. That I said, and I know y'all paid good for this grass, and I am sorry.
He said a gopher.
But a mole would have been like, I appreciate you, man. I'm just going to live here now. Tearing them people's lawn asunder.
He wasn't a golfer. He was a gopher. There we go.
I was trying to hit it harder and harder. It does not work like that. But it was really fun. Beautiful, beautiful course. Beautiful hotel. Great time. Great people. We gambled at this hotel. We gambled war. The card game war was gamblable.
Oh.
I declare war.
Yeah, that's
same way you. I'm talking about. I put a 3, 4, 7, 8 against the dealer. I said, this is not real.
I've never seen that before.
Apparently it used to be in Vegas, but they took it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. At what? Oh, the casino out there?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, never knew that you could gamble war. Also, did y'all hear Dave & Buster's going to allow you to bet now?
I'm not surprised.
I'm not either.
Like the hot shot and stuff, you can bet against the house what you're going to do and stuff?
I'm not surprised.
Oh, this is crazy. But anyway, that was my last week today.
Thank you. Very
good. What, are you going to tell the other story?
What other story?
With our son?
What you talking about?
Our son and the gangs.
And the gangs?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't want
to. He whispering into the mic.
He got his driver's license.
Congratulations.
The paper came.
Talk about
the
pivot.
Physical one came in.
Oh, the card.
Yeah, the actual physical card.
Tell us offline.
Let me tell y'all this story real quick.
Kevin's face is just, Melissa done pivoted hard. Yeah. He got his license. Kevin's like,
Let me tell y'all, because I went to bat for my baby and it blew up in my face.
I was in the bag mad.
So our son got a new car, a little baby Nissan, nothing expensive.
Versa.
Little Versa. Mm-hmm. You ain't really ready for nothing else. You can maneuver that little Versa.
Yeah.
And he's happy.
Scratch it up, cup.
He loves it.
That's what she need to understand.
Shut your mouth.
The fact that it is his little blue Versa,
mm-hmm.
The boy keeps it clean. He loves the car. So his first day driving, he does not know, and nobody told him, understood. He drives to school. He said, hey, can I stay after school with my friends? We going to go shoot some videos at the park. Fine. Me and Melissa are fine with it. He goes. He texts us while we're going to the Bahamas, I think, heading to the Bahamas. Hey, my car won't start. We're like, what happened? He was like, I don't know. I just was sitting in the car, charging my phone, listening to the radio, and I didn't turn the car on.
So he knew by that time, though.
Yeah.
He did know. By the time he called us, he did know I missed it.
Yeah. So we like telling him, you know, if you're going to sit in the car, turn the car on. Or if you're going to sit in there, don't use the stuff. You know what I'm saying? Wait in the office, do whatever. So that's the first day he drive by
first
himself.
Of all, I know people late 20s, early 30s that don't know that.
So. Yeah, he learned. At least he learned the first day. So we get his car figured out. We get it fixed. I mean, somebody comes and jumps him. He gets home. Fine. First day in the Bahamas. So I mean, no, it wasn't Bahamas.
Yeah, it was. It was Texas.
It was Texas.
Yeah, it was
in Dallas. Come back from Dallas. Come back before we go to the Bahamas. He gets some gas. Matter of fact, I'm driving. I see him. Me and Joe I pick up Joe from school, going home. I see Isaiah at the gas station.
Joe, like, there go the op right there.
Yeah. So it's kind of surreal, by the way, to see your son driving for the first time out in the real world, just existing, buying gas. So we honk at him, wave at him, go home. No less than 10 minutes later, he calls us. My car stalled because the battery was like, you know, for a while. You know, so that's the alternator got to recharge the battery, right? That's the one thing I know.
That's that daddy stuff right there.
The alternator
gonna recharge that? Y'all hear that daddy talking? Mm-hmm. You got to drive it. You got to drive that thing around, son.
Drive it around. Did I tell him?
I told him.
I told him. Got to drive it around. 34. Go start it. Make sure it run good. Mm-hmm. All right. He does all that. Mm-hmm. So then this day, his car stops going uphill. Stops. I figure the battery's just weak. We're gonna have to get it replaced. Go and jump it. It doesn't start. We go to Nissan. Get it towed to Nissan. I'm talking about I had a great day of doing nothing.
It's the day I got my hair braided.
I was going to do nothing. Now I'm calling the AAA, tow it to the dealership, and I let the people have it nicely. I said, listen, man, we just got this car. Battery's weak. Mm-hmm. You know, the battery's weak. The car is stalling. We just got it. You know, we spent good money on it. And they're like, oh, my God, sir, what's wrong with it? And so his car pulls up. Somebody else on a tow truck, his same make and model in white, pulls up. They drop that off. They having issues with it. There's a white lady in there. She's like, I got a problem with my Versa, too. The general manager's like, can we step outside? We just going to talk to you personally.
We closing two sales over here. Y'all come on out here.
So the general manager comes. He's like, listen, we don't know what happened. Matter of fact, no. They open up the thing in the engine. They're like, there's rat poop in the car. So I'm like, in the engine block. Yeah. I'm like, well, we don't have rats. Yeah. So obviously y'all have rats. And then I was like, you know what? I'm feeling attacked right now. I tell the people, you feel like the car's messed up. It's our fault. I don't really like none of that. They're like, we're sorry. We'll figure it out. Come back later. He's like, listen, we don't know what's wrong with the car yet. We're going to look at it. But if you, yeah. He's like, if you got an issue, we can replace the car. You can get a brand new car right now. I said, but I'm just going to have to buy this car. He was like, yeah, but you can start over. You can get a newer car. I said,
that's what they want you to do.
Yeah, yes. Call Liz.
Every time.
I called Liz, and Liz was like, no. Even if that is the answer, we ain't going to buy it from them, right?
So we're like, it was all feeling shady.
Feeling shady, right? So we're like, just fix the car, man. Call me when it's fixed, all right? Because we just bought this car. We spent all this money. It's supposed to be certified pre-owned. We having all these issues, okay? Just fix the car and call me when it's done.
Yeah, Kev.
Right?
Kev is telling me. No. I want y'all to know.
No. Let me just tell my lies.
Yes. Because what happened was...
I'm enjoying this, Kev.
Tell
us. Say it, Melissa.
Kev, where's your picture?
I had this call.
I did say that,
Kev called me, and I said, let me talk to them.
And I said, no, listen, I'm a man.
We know because this, Kevin let was not trying live. To have this energy at me. All. He didn't even want to take the car to the dealership.
So, hold on. You want to tell the ad and buy...
No, finish the story.
But I tell them sternly, like, just fix the car.
No, tell them how you told them, Kev.
Fix the car, man, before I fire on you. Yeah. Dead homies. Right. He's like, okay, sir. Man calls us the next day. Right. He says, sir, we looked into the car. There's combined fuel in there. I'm like, combined fuel, man? What you mean?
Diesel.
He was like, there's fuel complications. There's combined fuel. And I was like, man, what is you talking about?
I'm in the background telling him, no, he didn't.
He said, and I was like, man, I ain't nothing wrong with the car.
There's nothing wrong with it. We just bought it. He ain't even put gas in the car. He ain't even put gas in the car. You said it was rat poop. It's rat poop.
Ain't even none of that stuff, man. What is you talking about?
He ain't even put gas in the car.
He didn't put no gas in the car. Hang up. No miles on it. Call Isaiah. I said, Isaiah, what kind of gas did you put in the car? He said the green one.
He said 85, but the green one.
I said, the green one? He said, the green one. I said, Isaiah.
Oh, no,
that's
baby.
Diesel. He said, nah.
But that don't even go in the hole.
It does.
Yeah, it does. It's the same
thing. Changed it?
It does. Because I went to the gas station today. To verify. What happens is, because I saw him at, there's only two of the 16 pumps at that gas station, only two of them have diesel. He just happens to be there. It's his first time getting gas by himself. Usually I'm with him.
Yeah.
And we've never got gas where diesel is available.
Yeah.
So it's one of the few that even has diesel.
Green means go.
Green means go. Put it in there. And when I did it today, because I was putting gas in her car. No, it does. It does.
It sure does.
Because we get home. No.
That is my business. This has nothing to do with diesel. No. I have nothing to do with diesel. Yes.
Well, we get home from the Bahamas. How you know what she says on the way home, Marcus and Angel and Josh and Mom? She says, when you go to the gym tomorrow, could you take the gas can with you?
I wasn't sure I was going to make it.
And just put some gas in there, bring it home.
Okay. Bring it home, Jimmy.
Because, hey, she messed up once already. She said, I don't fuck. She didn't say that. She said, tank. I said, fuck.
When I got home before we left, I said, you shouldn't have came home.
You shouldn't have came.
Kevin's looked because I was at the gas.
I know.
getting gas in her car.
I just can't. First thing this morning, I said, don't forget that gas can. So if he was here and I had to go to the gas station and my car stopped, I wasn't going to get
it. Yeah, oh, no. Put gas in it. Fill it up. I go check the diesel. And what happens is when you at that gas tank, when you pull up the diesel, it lights up. The number, you know, 87.
Yeah. I text you at 5:01 this morning. Yeah. I said, gas can.
She did. No, I was already at the gas station. And I sent her a picture of her car putting gas in it. So she don't know how to do that.
You should have put the green one in there and just took a picture of it.
Should have. So I pulled it out and that thing lit up. And I know he just pressed that button. Because it's next to 87. Yeah. And I took a video of it. It's the same nozzle, right? Because a lot of cars take diesel now.
I thought the nozzle used to be bigger back
then. I think it did.
I was going to say, you said that.
I said it's not anymore. It's not.
And Sean, too.
Yeah, Chance said that, too.
It's all a money thing. Mac all that shit the same size.
So I showed Isaiah, I said, make sure you press 87.
Or 87, 85, whatever.
Anything on the black with the yellow. So we had to pay $1,500. They had to take all the gas out.
That's not bad, though.
They had to flush it.
That's not bad.
Flush it. And what was embarrassing is I was the way I had to talk when I realized what I said did. I said, yeah, so 15.
Okay, you had to tuck that tail.
Thank you for letting us know. I appreciate
I'm saluting them. Like, I don't even know if you're in the Army, but I feel like I should salute you. Well, so we learned a lesson. Go ahead, Angel.
Oh, yeah. My mom was trying to tell this story when I was like a teenager. This little boy was being a bully and being rude to my sisters. And I felt like his mama wasn't doing enough. And so I told her, if you don't whoop him, I will.
Oh, Melissa.
Melissa always been Melissa.
Melissa, Denise.
So I sure did. And so my mom was saying when my mom went to her, or no, when she, the lady, went and told my mom, Melissa said da-da-da. My mom said, not my Melissa. And she has, I'm not a liar to this day. Melissa, did you say this? Yes, I did.
And I still, did she whip him or not? Because I'm about to get up in his ass.
Because he was being a bully.
Well, listen, I'm not sure if Masterclass has a class on how to change gas, but they do have, or how to pump gas, but they do have a lot of different, Masterclass has a lot of different classes that have actually changed my level of confidence in some aspects of my life and work, especially when it comes to branding. Picture the thing that you've always wanted to learn, and now picture learning it from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That's what you get with Masterclass. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Don't just talk about improving. Masterclass helps you actually do it. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want to master negotiation with Chris Voss, think like a boss with Martha Stewart, or there's another class on here that I want to tell y'all about. It's Prepared to Be Unprepared with Amy Poehler. They got Amy Poehler on here. Masterclasses you cover. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. I love it, and I think you will too. I use it, and you should too. There are over 200 classes to pick from, with new classes added every month, like Teaching Dramatic Writing with David Mamet, teaching the power of storytelling with LeVar Burton, or Using Humor to Make Your Mark with Kevin Hart. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bald. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bald. Masterclass.com/bald.
Bald.
Just FYI, if your car ever shuts off while you're driving, it's not the battery. You can disconnect the battery once the car has started.
The tow truck guy said from that point.
Just FYI to everybody.
He said, I said, I think of the battery. He was like, it went off while I was like driving. He said, it's probably fuel related.
Yeah.
I was like, man.
Hey, shut up. I know.
Look this stuff up. I don't have time for this. I'd say that.
If you call, I'd be like, Kev, it's your fuel pump. Nah, you probably got a bad fuel pump.
That's what he said. That's what made me go in there mad.
Because of the fuel pump.
That's what happened.
New car.
When he said that, and I'm like, because the battery, if you would have jumped it, it would have started.
Right.
So I'm like, I know it's not that because it didn't jump, or I don't know how to jump, but that's the one thing I do know. But when he said that, I said, they done sold us a lemon. You know what I'm saying? Now yeah, I'm mad. I went whatever. Up there with that energy. Yeah. And they sold us a regular. We put lemonade. We put lemon in the
They sold us a regular.
And we didn't put some lemonade in there.
Listen, the funny thing is, when it was time to pick up, I paid over the phone, and Isaiah picked it up. I can't go.
Yeah, you go on down there.
He said, after I'd have been up in there, angry dad.
Listen, like Melissa's dad used to say, if you don't lie to me, I'll go in there and defend you.
Sure not.
So to Isaiah, he didn't know he made a mistake.
Right.
And the way it is, like, listen, that he ain't seen diesel. Yeah. When I showed him about gas, I just realized there's never was diesel available. Right. So, and it fit. You know, if it didn't fit, he'd be like, this
be
is weird.
85 on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm, you know, so, but I had his back. And he still to this day, when I told him, he said, I put 87, I said, boy, you didn't. Everybody knows you didn't.
The people that weren't nugget could see you didn't.
1500 said you didn't. You ain't did. You didn't put, you put that diesel in there, man.
The engine told on you.
Yeah, dude. Mix up all that good gas. Now we got to go put gas back in. You just put gas. That gas gone.
Gas is hot, too.
It sure is.
So 1500 plus the full tank. Luckily, his car don't take that much.
You know, yeah, I can say gas, $15, you probably fool on that one.
But at least he 20. Went and got gas when it was time.
Dick, come on.
All right, anyway, we're going to move on to guilty pleasures. Tank, do you have a guilty pleasure?
Man, I got plenty.
Okay, go for it.
Here's one of my guilty pleasures, kind of on the same vein of Kev. When I know somebody is wrong, I love digging it in.
Okay.
Let me tell a story real quick. I love it. Let me tell you this. This is just real quick. This morning, we got some plumbing issues at the house. I decided yesterday I ain't dealing with them. I went and got the stuff, got all my tools out, up under the sink, fixing it. Wrong pieces. I said, I'm not going back. I'm not even returning this bullshit.
Yeah.
I said, Angel, give me the number. I'm calling the people.
Call the people. Also, quick aside, I don't mean to interrupt you. Men, we don't. We can call the people.
We can call
online, they'd be like, you can't fix that. Even if I could. Maybe I just don't feel like it.
You can call the damn people.
You can call the people. If you cook dinner, you let people cook your food all the time.
I had told him to call the people at first.
She did.
Said,
and I was like, man, I don't want them people all up in my
house.
That's
what he said.
See,
I said, all right.
I don't know how to fix anything. Look, when
I realized I grabbed this one and not that one, and that one's the one I should have, I said, I'm not going
You're
back.
Out.
That's all it takes for you at this age. Yeah. I don't want to do this at all anymore.
I don't.
Hello, the people. Come and fix this.
Yeah. So Angel sent me three numbers.
I called the first one.
They ain't respond. He ended up texting me, we're available Monday. Shut up. Called the second one. No response. Called the third one. They called back like 10 minutes later. Oh, I'm really busy. I'm sorry. I won't be able to make it out to 2 o'clock. Today? Yeah. Bet. I'll be waiting on you. Here's my information.
2 o'clock's good.
The second people that never responded, they hit me up like an hour and a half later. Hey, yeah, we got your message. What can we help you with? I was like, yeah, this is a bit of an emergency. So I ended up going with somebody else. I was like, but thank you for calling me back. Before I got thank you for calling me back out, she's hanging up and I can hear somebody in the background saying, asshole.
Oh!
Look at that. You giving me these
you?
Type of responses every single time.
Why are they mad at you?
Why did it escalate so quickly?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Do they not know how this game?
Maybe he wasn't even talking to me. I could tell it was somebody in the background. I was like, hold on. So I went on. I backed the car out because I had to take the Mustang in to get something fixed that I didn't feel like fixing either.
The damn Mustang.
So
let him have it, Angel.
Man, shut up. I know you ain't talking. Anyway, so I call him back. I said, hey, sounds like y'all were trying to say something to me before I hung up.
Called them back.
Called them right back. I said, yeah, I just got the phone. She's like, yes. I said, it sounds like y'all were trying to say something to me before you hung up. Is this something you wanted to say to me?
Ooh.
Oh, no, not at all. I said, all right, thank you. And I just hung back up.
You hung up hard?
Oh, hung up hard. I miss a flip phone.
Don't you miss it?
Oh, I miss a
flip phone.
Look. Look.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Oh, I miss the hang up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where I used to make that ring sound. You know, when you hang it up high, like ring. There's no satisfaction of doing this.
iPhone will crack. It didn't happen.
You sure will.
Why are you testing it? How many times you gonna make it?
Oh my God!
I needed all three.
Yes,
I need you to feel because you can hear that slap.
Look, when me and Aiden first started talking, I had a flip Nokia.
Yeah,
we would be on the phone. We have a disagreement. All right, Angel, bye. Woo!
Felt so good.
I ain't even mad no more. I call about 5 minutes. Like, hey, babe, you good?
Yeah. I remember the razor. Like, you couldn't really flip a razor as much as you wanted because it was like a delicate phone.
Yeah.
With them early phones, you
had an LG flip.
So now I had to. What is that bullshit? Jamming my finger.
You got to press with the thumb then.
Yes. No, man, no. I needed to come from a distance.
You will end up hurting yourself. Man. And they can't tell the difference. That's what the difference. They can't tell the difference.
Click. Yeah, that's it.
That's all they hear. They need clap. Did you ever hear them claps on that Nokia?
No.
Oh, especially with one hand to you. Pow!
Why you dumb?
Oh, man, you guys are great, man.
Let somebody call you, flip it open like you're showing a badge.
Shut up, Kevin. Wait, what did you say? He said, you guys are great. Let's keep the podcast going. Good punch hey, you.
Hold on, real quick. The Nokia, you know how you can flip it out like a badge?
Yeah, yeah. Marcus, you know I saw a video, all of y'all. I haven't made the video yet because I was on vacation. The phones we grew up on, the, like the Nokia with Snake, that phone,
yeah. They
have they're in a museum now.
Oh,
I got one in a drawer.
That is rude.
They're in so somebody was like, a museum?
Yeah, that feels a little.
And somebody was like, these things are 20 years old. Like,
well, I got several of them, so I must have a museum in my house.
To be stuff that's 100 years
you
old.
You can't find nowhere.
Artifacts. The first Nokia is not an artifact.
No, it's
not.
I agree.
That's just an old phone.
Who's making the rule?
There's a technology museum.
In 500 mm-hmm. years when they be finding them Nokia, yeah, that's going to be the only surviving cell phone.
Alpha? Who's in charge?
I don't know, but I bet you if I found my Nokia from 2003, that thing's still on to
it. See, to sell it.
Somebody 19
and
in charge.
And it didn't crack either. Them phones were durable.
I was thinking about that. I don't have any memory of ever, like, charging that phone being a thing to think about.
No.
Like, you charge that mug, that thing will be charged.
Well, what we didn't talk. Well, what we didn't talk on them as often because we did. I had to explain to my kids what minutes were.
Yes,
I was like, we had minutes. I said, so let's just say a minute was a dollar. So you, but at nighttime, you had more minutes.
Yes.
It was just like
that's what's wrong with them kids. They don't have to wait for that. We had to wait for that sun to go down. Then 2 more hours. Remember, listen, I'll call you at 9.
Yeah,
now
we're the generation of that. We had appointment TV. None of this on demand.
Oh.
TV Guide?
Yes.
TV Guide. And then the TV Guide channel.
On the TV Guide channel.
Wednesday?
And if it flipped through, you had to wait until it circled back around.
You had to call the movie theater and listen to all of the movie times to get to Zorro.
Heaven forget it. You want to Zorro, Zoolander? Right. Man, you might as well put the phone down. You're going to be there for 30 minutes.
Forever.
The phone book.
The phone book?
Had everything in it you needed. It was a internet in your hand.
You know what was hard to find in the phone book, though? The number to Walmart, because I didn't know what type of store. Like in the yellow pages, it's listed by what type. And I was
the
yellow,
the white, and the blue pages.
I said, what is Walmart under? It would have been a general store, but I didn't know that as a kid.
Yeah.
Didn't I remember one of my people at our church.
We had
wasn't
to carry around
25
cents to use the post the payphone.
Yep. Come on.
And
now.
Then remember when it went up to 35 and then to 50.
Hey, y'all remember this stuff going to the payphone doing this?
Uh-huh.
You got to. Oh, we would all be dead now with the diseases we got.
Oh, man.
Oh,
now it's the same diseases. We were stronger then. We was wolves, Cam.
I'm thoroughly convinced that's why I don't get sick
We
today.
Was wolves. You never got. Listen, I've been with Melissa for 25 years. She's been sick 3 Wednesdays.
That's it.
Total.
Her body be like, shoot. All right, we done with
that. We done with that.
Not finna be sneezing.
I don't get sick.
Her and Joe do not get sick. Mm-mm. Me and Zay?
No. That's Marcus and Marcus.
Cole put me in a, what's it called? I was going to say MRI. Intensive care unit. ICU.
Oh, Cole.
Yeah.
Come on and put you in an MRI.
Marcus is sick right now. I'm like, hey.
He at home.
Keep your distance. Because hey, I can't survive what y'all get.
Y'all, you can't. It's different.
I'll do my really quickly guilty pleasure. I started watching Sex in the City because I followed this Black people's page and they were like, oh, we're so excited. It's on Netflix. I said, oh, did Black people watch this and I missed it?
There are Black people watched it.
I
really
don't understand why.
I know. It's not my show.
I know you guys told me to keep going. I'm on the 10th episode of season 1, which is.
It don't get no better.
First of all, these white people.
Exactly. Exactly. First of all, they're very whiny.
And.
Bitches.
Basic.
Okay.
Friends or Sex in the City?
Sex in the City.
Oh, yeah, I ain't never seen a single episode.
Every episode, someone is hot, and I'm asking myself, is hot in the room with us?
Yeah, it's not.
Don't get me started on there.
Brisha, that's her
hot.
Show. Sex in the City. I said, I can't.
I don't get
I
it.
I don't.
But Brisha got a character that's supposed to be on there.
But in her mind?
Then that voice she be using when she.
Oh, yeah, but regardless, the show. Trash.
I watched one episode with her. They said this guy's hot and he was smoking cigarettes. And I was like, we are old. Because there was a time when you smoked all up in the restaurant. And they had a smoking side and non-smoking side. Yeah. And it's like, hey, the name's Craig. She was like, can I bum the cig? And I was like, whew, that was a time.
That was a time.
Our kids do not know that.
Thank God.
They have not grown up in a world where you can, outside of a Vegas
smoke.
Casino.
You can smoke everywhere.
That's before. Like having a piece out of the pool.
That's what I told him.
That's what it is. It is like
having a pee section in the pool.
It is like, oh, to have a smoking section in this restaurant, then I should be able to piss in the pool. And this is the pee section.
Yes.
It's going to stay
right here. It's going to stay right here.
Eating on brand.
Huh?
I told him that it eating on brand.
Yeah. Oh, man. That used to be so good to us.
I wish I would have experienced the good. I was like, why am I here?
The past two times I went, I was like, what happened?
I don't know.
The customer service was booty poo.
Me and Angel got back in town. The food was there. Yeah. Like, all right, the food is over.
They were like, Kevin, Angel back? Get the good food out.
We had our good chefs coming just because we knew what y'all was doing.
It was just for Melissa Bell, Danny, and Marcus.
Was it home team?
Is the name of the show Sex in the City or Sex and the City?
In the City.
And?
Sex in the City?
Child, the way I have
Sex in the City.
In?
No, they're putting SATC.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And.
Is her column, was her column called Sex in the City?
Her column was called I'm a White Woman Who Talks About Things.
And
pew, pew,
the narration of it all, I don't really enjoy.
Oh, it's narrating too?
Because she kind
of. She's the voice of the show.
Yeah, she's the voice. Yeah, I don't really enjoy that. I think everyone that they're. The only one I somewhat like, but I feel like she could. No, that's not. No, I don't like
the
it.
What? The redhead or the blonde?
No,
or the
I was
going
to say the. I don't know the character's name.
Brunette, blonde, or red. You see, I'm not saying that nary a name.
The blonde.
Samantha.
Oh. Samantha.
Did you just guess it?
I was watching with her.
Not the lead, but the other one.
Yeah, not Carrie.
Not Carrie.
The other one. I guess they would, in the show, call her a hoe, but she
just. Yeah, she was having sex with everybody. Yeah, she had a good time.
She's the only one I somewhat like.
She was super bougie.
Yeah.
The bougiest of them all.
But also, everyone she sleeps with is ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand.
The show also looks really dated.
Yeah, it's old.
It looks so old.
Is this the new one? Is there a new
one? No. It's the old one.
It's the original one. I promise I'm trying, but I don't. Actually, I'm done trying. I don't think I'm going to finish it.
No. We literally were just having this conversation last week. It was me, Brisha, and Zulai because Zulai dates the dude who's on Entourage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, which one?
The manager.
E. No. E.
Yeah, E.
With like kind of reddish blondish hair.
Kevin.
I didn't know who he. I just met him.
That's a great show.
Cool ass dude.
We love Entourage.
It was so funny. Marcus, we at the wedding reception, Brisha's wedding reception. Him and Kevin
We're at the wedding.
Oh, but no, I'm saying the part that I'm saying. We're at the wedding reception. They at the table. Marcus comes over. Oh, I come over. He whispers to me, "Who is this guy?" Because people keep coming up to him. I was like
Marlon Wayans came up and was like, "Hey man, love what you do. I'm a big fan." Blah blah. Me and him, we've been sitting there laughing, talking.
He's just a random white guy that dates.
We both in tears, laughing at each other. Man. We just sitting there talking, and people just kept like, "Okay, I don't want to ask him what he does because it seemed like at this point that would be offensive."
I was
so
like,
as you told me, I was like, "Oh, he's cool."
So funny. We were in the Bahamas with Tab and them. One of their homies that was on the trip was on Veronica Mars for all these seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Melissa, I'm talking about chopping it up with this man and his wife. Three whole days. So yeah, he's like, "Yeah, I was on my show." I was like, "Oh, cool. What show were you on?" He was like, "Veronica Mars." I was like,
"He said, now hold on.
You was on Veronica Mars?" He was like, "Yeah, I play." I believe the character's name is Wallace.
I don't know.
Look up the thing. The man was fully on that television. That's not a show that I watch, but I do remember. That it came back and Kristen Bell. And I said, "Well, I just would." And Lisa was like, "Yeah, well, just say this part later."
Okay. Yeah.
But it was just interesting that we don't be the like.
Yeah.
I bet you once
you
found
watch
that
the
out,
show, you don't watch the show.
Nothing about your conversation changed after that.
Oh, no,
that Kevin was like, "When we hanging out?"
Yeah.
Because Marcus did not give two craps. I was brought it up because we were saying, they were, Brisha and Zulai was saying, Zulai was like, "I never finished Entourage. I was more of a Sex in the City girl." I said, "Entourage was so good.
It was so good.
It was so good.
Like, Entourage is really good. Life.
Yeah, I was like, is this what it's like? Is this what it's going to be?"
Did
I was
y'all
in grad
see
school.
The episode where Matt Damon wanted them to donate?
To his
foundation.
Oh. No, I don't think I finished it.
Oh, Angel,
it reminded you of
Matt Damon gets progressively more and more pissed off because. I believe Vince wouldn't donate.
Mm-hmm.
So he hits on a monologue. He's like, "Give me that effing money, man. I don't want to do this." And he calls him back. I lost it a little bit. It's for the whales, man. Laughed. Come on. Just
it's for the whales.
It's so funny, man. Such you got to finish time. It. Entourage is.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to. Actually, started. I really want to.
I watched like the first two episodes. I never got into the show. And then I kept hearing about it. I'm like, I got to go back
Entourage
and watch
it. I'll rewatch it right now.
Yeah. Entourage is a really good time. Sex and the, I might be, someone said, I'm happy season one isn't good. Jump to season two, three. I don't know that I could trust you guys at this point. I feel like someone should have told me ahead of time, don't watch season one, start at season two or three, because right now I am so not
even in. Mr. Big, he's supposed to be the finest nigga in New York. I'd be like, this they look like they he loved anybody him. In the world.
Age gap is kind of giving predatory.
He's a tall white dude.
Marcus, if he walked right here by here, you would be like, hey man.
You would be like, oh, he's played a cop on something before.
He looked like he almost could be a Baldwin.
Mm-hmm. He does. He does.
But yeah, not Alec.
Yeah, we were talking about that. We was watching the movie. Was that last night, night before? We don't be understanding white people's definition of attractive.
Hillary Swank, hot or not.
But there are some of the whites that are very good looking.
There's absolutely. We got those undeniably attractive.
You can't even escape it. It's the deniables.
But it's them regular shows where they'd be like, oh my God, I'm like that. Batman, when they kept calling that woman good, you sexy. Hate now.
Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a tweet on there.
I said, y'all need to stop this.
Marcus, there's one of my favorite tweets to ever be quoted. This man said, they would have had no leverage on me if I was Batman and Maggie Gyllenhaal. He said, boy, set the block on fire. I don't care.
Set the block on fire.
The least believable thing. Katie Holmes, I get it. Even Anne Hathaway's Catwoman.
You get Katie?
More than Maggie Gyllenhaal. Maggie Gyllenhaal, more than. Katie Holmes ain't like, oh my God, but I can see where y'all going.
Yeah, now get Melissa. I'm not calling none of these women ugly.
I just don't get calling them extremely attractive.
Matrix.
I think once the blacks determine it, we're good.
Yes,
regular. You talking about Trinity?
Yeah, Trinity.
Regular. She looked just like not like this girl.
What happened? Not like
this. Let's move off these white people.
No, we gonna give them a couple of white, nice whites. Charlize Theron, everybody.
All day. Charlize.
I didn't even know who she was. I said Angel. Now that woman right there.
They had to make her ugly and Monster. I said, okay, now y'all done messed up a good thing.
Yeah.
So they got the couple.
Let's name one that aged well. Had no idea. Peggy.
Bundy? From
Bundy. She was in Sons of Anarchy.
She
we was watched
cute.
Three full seasons and did not recognize her.
No, she
Peggy Bundy now.
Yeah, yeah. Listen. I actually like her in Old Age more than I liked her in whatever that other show was.
Yeah, they had her dressed weird too in Married with Children.
I mean, I got it. It was
90s
little high.
Yeah, yeah.
It was supposed to be 90s, but older 90s. It was like weird. Like they wanted it to look old then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she.
Yeah, we got some in the building.
Matter of fact, Charlie
Hunnam, yeah.
Yeah, that good looking white dude.
Sons of Anarchy. But then he wasn't Jax no more, and that's how I don't know what happened.
But I get him, Jax.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Understood. I like it. It's when y'all be trying to push it now and throw some regular folks in there.
Now, hold on, this is cashier. Y'all cut this
we
out.
We done gave you Scarlett. We done gave you Charlie.
This is cashier.
I
didn't
give you Margot Robbie and Robbie. Mm-hmm. I see what y'all doing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not coming to you, but I get you. Julie Roberts, that's my thing.
Hey.
She's cute.
Cindy Crawford, you couldn't tell me nobody was pretty than her.
When that woman came on set, I said, now she's still Cindy.
Who?
Yeah. Cindy Crawford. She still looked like Cindy. Uh-huh. She still looked like Cindy. I was like, now come
Even
on.
Anne Hathaway is cute. She cute.
Someone said we ain't named a sexy person. Yeah.
Charlize Theron, y'all.
Charlize Theron. Y'all can't even
It was
on
so
that
funny.
One.
I was like, so Marcus said that he don't know her name, right? So we watched that movie with Will Smith.
I Am Legend.
You talking about Margot Robbie?
Hancock.
No, I just said his name. I didn't know the name of the movie.
She's sitting there.
Eva?
No. Charlize Theron in Hancock.
He was like, she's attractive white lady. I said, yeah. And so I had shown him a picture of somebody. I was showing him. I was like, okay, I think these are some attractive white women. And I showed him a picture of somebody else, and I showed him a picture of her. He was like, no. I showed him a picture of her and what's that dude who played Thor?
Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah,
they did. They presented some award at like the Oscars or something. And I thought they both looked gorgeous.
Yeah.
I said, now these two, I said, this is what Hitler was trying to do. He thought he was going to make this.
Yeah, that's
right.
Exactly
I said, this is what he thought he was going to make was this. He was like, she ain't that fine. He said, but that chick from Hancock, she fine.
As hell.
Said,
I told y'all, I'm probably the way, if a dog couldn't smell you, they wouldn't be able to know who you were. That's how I am when it comes. I told y'all, I had security called on the wrong white man.
Marcus, that's hilarious.
I can't pick them apart.
I thought you were talking about two different white women.
No, when white people he look said, at black people, they be like, oh, y'all look alike? We do. Because y'all look alike to me.
I said, that's the same woman, Marcus.
I'm going to give you a couple more. I'm going to give you one that you're not going to believe. So,
let me do the ad and hold it. Hold okay. it. Come on, hold
not
it. Hold
not forget.
Okay. If you ask me, nothing stinks more than pigs pooping in the ocean. Except maybe body odor. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet and, yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Fast forward 6 years and her game-changing whole body deodorant has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe. Special offer, new listeners get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BALD AND BEAUTIFUL.
BALD AND BEAUTIFUL.
At LumiDeodorant.com. LumiDeodorant.com. Now, listen, I love using Lumi. I love the fact that they have a cream tube deodorant because mm-hmm. some of those places that are little crevices and stuff that I don't want to be sweating and stinking in, like my thigh meats, my fupa. Listen, there are places that I sweat underneath these boobs. There's a lot of things going on. I love Lumi. I think you will, too. It's a whole body deodorant. Like I said, it's created by OBGYN. It blocks odor all day and controls odor for up to 72 hours. It's baking soda free and paraben free. pH balance. It's a pre-odorant. And they have great scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, and toasted coconut. And Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. You get a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BALDANDBEAUTIFUL.
BALDANDBEAUTIFUL.
For 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BALDANDBEAUTIFUL.
BALDANDBEAUTIFUL.
At LumiDeodorant.com.
Lumi.com/
Listen, it's so many letters. I know. I'm like, I mean, a bullet. Spelling.
Not ad, but yeah, the code.
Two people, women.
Real quick. Katherine Heigl thinks she's really pretty.
I do too.
I don't know who that is.
Megan Fox.
She was.
Early Transformers. That's what I was just going to say. I can only speak to that.
She was
and
very
you probably pretty. I don't even know if y'all seen this movie or know what I'm talking about, but it don't matter to me. Gina Davis in A League of Their Own. I said, okay.
She was cute.
She was awesome. Yeah,
baseball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Baseball movie.
There's no crying in baseball.
Katherine Heigl, what was she in?
Grey's Anatomy. She was in Knocked Up, I believe, as well. Yeah, yeah. Is it Knocked Up with Seth Rogen?
Yeah, it is.
Let me see.
Katherine Heigl. She isn't great. She's a cute little white girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember.
I don't know what happened. Sometimes they don't age well. I'm going to tell you who my questionable one is, though.
All right, go ahead.
Bobby Flay.
What is it? Bobby Flay. Melissa thinks Bobby Flay is the Bobby one.
I love me some Bobby Flay.
Bobby Flay is the chef from Beat Bobby Flay. He's the Iron Chef.
Okay,
Marcus.
You're the dark haired man. Oh, red hair.
Yeah.
Bobby Flay was in Entourage.
He
was in Entourage,
and he stole Ari's wife. What and
what's
I said,
"What's up with him? I don't understand."
He was so cool. He came in and stole Ari's wife in Entourage. That's when I was like, "You all right with me? You all right with me?"
She's talking about a character. The hell with Woody, no, him.
I said,
be Bobby Flay,
me,
come
Bobby
on,
Flay.
She be like,
I like Bobby.
Bobby Flay, George Clooney. Listen,
I did George Clooney.
Now, George Clooney.
He's more cool than him. I mean, he's not ugly,
No, George Clooney, I saw him in person.
Sean Connery. Sean Connery aged really well. I feel like George Clooney is doing the same
thing. I saw him on The Lot, and I said, that was when I saw him face to face. I said, okay, now I get it. George
Clooney? Yeah, she called me. She said,
no, I get George.
Yeah.
I don't get Bobby Flay.
I'm telling you, but I love Bobby
Flay. Look like anybody in the world.
No, when he stole that man's wife on Entourage,
you said that's it. That's all you needed.
Why is it that part?
I said, you all right with me, Bobby Flay? He was in there cooking.
Come on.
Who are your other white men besides him and
Justin Timberlake?
Come on. I was about to say JT.
That's the original white boy crush with the ramen noodle.
Come on, with the ramen. When he had them straight backs, I said, you trying to date me. You trying to be with me.
I was disappointed he didn't marry a black girl.
Girl, me too.
I was disappointed he should have.
Not only a black girl.
Now, he married the one.
Jessica Biel is a woman that we think is pretty.
But Jessica Biel,
she didn't hold up. She looked the same.
I ain't seen her, but I was like, when I found out they was together, I said, "You lucky bastard."
Melissa wanted him to not only marry a black girl, she wanted him to marry Kelly Rowland specifically.
In my mind, they were together. This is obviously before she was married.
I'm going to tell her that though. I'm going to make sure she knows.
For years, I was like, this is the love that should happen. This is what's going to happen.
It was so funny to me when he married a white woman. Melissa was like,
I was pissed off.
I told you about Kelly Rowland.
I just knew.
Now, people are going to be mad because I'm bringing Jessica Biel to the cookout.
She's
gonna be on my own. I'm like, what's up? No, he did. Yeah, I did.
Yes, I did.
You see
Jessica Biel like this.
All right, cool. Moving on. 40 years of hindsight, and we're gonna close out.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. Let me find a question because I actually didn't mark one. Let's answer. Hello.
That's LA Knight. LA Knight.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
A good,
also, I'm still on wrestling.
You still there?
Why you find your question?
You still on wrestling?
I'm still.
That's your guilty pleasure?
Usually my WrestleMania, that's my guilty pleasure. Why you find your thing? Usually we go to
the new people or like some of the older people that's still in there or any of it?
I was watching NXT or YouTube.
NXT.
That's their like training. Oh, okay. Like their G League or minor league.
Yeah.
They farm up to the, they just had the draft for Raw and SmackDown. They called some people up. When we were in the Bahamas, I was watching a Bret Hart documentary. Melissa slept.
Oh, I started watching that. I didn't finish it.
It was so good. Melissa slept through the majority of it. I went and did some work. When she woke up, she said, Bret Hart's married to a black woman? You be asleep for 3 hours and you woke up. And the first thing I hear from the other room, Bret Hart's married to a black woman.
She heard it in her spirit.
She said it so loud.
Her spirit man grabbed that and was like, when you wake up, it'll be here for you.
He's like 20 years younger than her, looks like.
Older.
Oh, yeah, Paul Walker. Melissa liked Paul Walker.
Oh, I used to love Paul Walker. Because
he was pretty boy. He was a pretty white boy.
Said, forget about a cup.
I love him.
You remember that clip?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Said, forget about a cup. And he was like, it was the Walker.
Yeah, the Walker.
It's so funny.
I was really about a cup. That too. All right, here we go. This is more of a advice question, I think. How do you deal with your partner when you're trying to be cute and your partner doesn't want to match your fly?
Shoot. How do you do it?
Oh, you mean dress wise?
Yes,
he said.
Clothes wise.
He said, how do you deal with it?
No, I don't understand why. I think you dress well when you be dressing.
You should.
The actual problem.
You need to believe in me.
I do.
Don't nobody else need to. Yeah. You need to believe in me.
I really do.
I know you're being serious. I'm telling you, you still deal with this issue.
But I'm going to tell you what the actual problem is that y'all don't know. When we really.
Jesus.
When we be going out on like a Thursday. If I don't feel like getting dressed up, you can't convince me to. And Kev will put on a nice little button-up situation, nice little slacks and smell good. He be doing everything. He be looking like he want to go out. I'd be like, when's the reservation?
There's nothing worse than matching energy on clothes.
I will.
If you think
Melissa
so?
Thought it was jeans and a t-shirt, and I put a shirt on and some pants, and then she'd be like, now why'd you go and get dressed for real?
Because I don't actually like when Kev outdresses me. I feel like that's out of balance. That really shouldn't be the case. You. No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I will throw on some sweats though in a minute.
Like that time you tried to put sweats with those boots and a t-shirt.
I saw that. You said this was a vibe.
I feel like it was a vibe.
She said it's
she did
vibe.
The same thing.
Who, Angel?
Yes.
Did what?
I had on a gray sweatsuit. And you was like, why are you dressed up so nice? Angel had on a backless halter top that was sheer. It was Nina Parker, by the matter of fact.
It wasn't a halter top. It was a button up.
But was it Nina Parker? They don't make t-shirts.
No, she doesn't. But it was a regular button up.
Anyway, I was the overdressed one because I had on sweatpants, a jacket. I didn't even have on a jacket. I had on a t-shirt and sweatpants.
No, you had on the jacket too.
I didn't.
This isn't giving he was outdressing you, though, with the
thank you. That was her argument.
No.
And everybody was outdressing her.
He was.
She had on jeans.
It was like getting an accurate description.
What was the sweatpants? What brand?
It was actively black sweatpants.
Those are nice, though.
Matter of fact, it wasn't even actively black.
Who was it? Fear of God?
It was Amazon.
No.
Let me find this story. Let me find it.
Also, actively black has some amazing slides right out of the box.
Oh, you ain't got to break them in? You ain't got to tune them?
Marcus.
He said right out the box.
I don't have it in me all the time. I don't have the time. You know what I mean.
Yeah, Marcus will dress. Here's the thing. Marcus is going to dress how he want to dress.
That's how me.
You remind me of Tommy.
That's actually me.
So when Marcus is in the mood to look. Well, first of all, Marcus also only has two gears. Yes. Like, he don't ever come out the house looking bummy. Like, I'll come out looking like nobody's claiming me. Mm-hmm. Marcus, even when he's dressed bummy, he's matching. His basketball shorts going to match his tennis shoes. And his shirt is also going to coordinate. And I'll be like, you look like you took time. I just grabbed something and put it on.
Because I got limited colors. Everything's always going to match.
Oh, well, listen.
Everything's always going to match.
I only also have two gears, but they are homeless or glam.
right here.
There's no in between. I either look like.
You do have on the jacket, okay. You lying okay. Sack of shit.
All right.
He had on the whole actively black
matching fit. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Can you grab it? Is it a leather suit?
No.
Yes.
It's a camouflage.
Black is nice, though, Marcus.
It's a camouflage jacket, Amazon sweatpants, like I said.
Okay, but I need to see Angel's outfit.
Look at Angel. Velvet pants.
They were too big. They were sloppy.
What I actually think is it just looks like you're going to work at the bank.
Yeah.
And he looks like.
Oh, no, that shirt's cool.
Oh, wait, I didn't see the back.
Nah, Angel. Now that shirt was cool. That was a design cool.
No. I didn't see the back. The back is no. It's
the back
different.
Is where it's
yeah,
at.
Yeah, it's fine.
She got on velvet pants.
That back is giving. Who was that?
And she must be from television.
Yeah. I didn't see the back. In the front, it just looks like a regular button up.
Yeah,
pants and boots. It was giving very corporate. But the back did not give that no more.
And you
so
know
it's
that.
Different.
No, yeah, but nobody was going to see the back. I was going to be sitting in a booth.
You know that, Angel.
No, ain't nobody going to see the back. That's 50% of y'all's. Outfit is so, how the back look.
The question was how
do you deal with that?
Oh shoot.
What advice do you have for a couple where one partner really wants to dress up all the time and the other doesn't? I was about to answer the question in the midst of it. You know what I was gonna say? Part of it could be confidence. Like if they're not confident in their wardrobe or like maybe in the skin that they're currently in for whatever reason, that could be it. Or they just feel like you have better style than them.
I feel like that. I don't even want to get dressed next to you.
But wait, listen. What? Oh, go
ahead. I was just saying, I feel like that.
So how do you overcome that?
I don't. I just be making those videos.
Go, Angel.
Maybe her significant other just doesn't care about clothes like it. I think about Tony Baker. Tony Baker always looks nice, clean, and presentable, but he's not a button-up.
That's true.
Like hard bottoms type of dude. He's going to dress his style at every single event.
Yes.
The style is not going to change.
He probably won't wear hard bottoms to our wedding.
Oh, you know he's not.
He's going to wear 11s.
They're going to look nice. It would be a shame for you to buy a ticket all the way to Mexico and not be able to come to my wedding because you coming in there with some non-hard bottoms.
I told him, you don't even have to have hard bottoms to have nice shoes.
He's going to.
Loafers.
He's going to put tabs on the bottom of his thing and be like, they're hard, Melissa.
You better find some loafers.
Even Suit Supply and stuff, Macy's, they got you some nice loafers. Steve Madden, Steve Madden.
But there's just some, I think people have different relationships with clothes. And some people really enjoy dressing up.
Yes.
Some people are just like, this is just so I'm not in the world naked.
Yes.
And so I think.
Tommy Oliver is that person. He don't care what is happening.
That's a better example.
That is a good example.
That was better than even Tony.
Yeah, I agree. I was struggling with Tony because Tony does have a style.
That's what I'm saying. He has a very much so a style. It's just never going to be elevated. Yeah. Where Tommy is like, I will wear a hoodie.
Yeah, I will wear flip-flops to this very important meeting or dinner or award show.
That's actually a very good example.
Don't care.
So I think if it's really important to you that you all match each other's swag, then maybe voice that and maybe make it very specific about the times that you want to do that. I think it's a little ridiculous to ask for it all the time if that's not important to the other person. But if there's like, on date nights, match my swag, please.
Yes.
maybe mm-hmm. that'll help.
And also part of us, we are content creators, so we're doing stuff that people don't have to do in their day-to-day life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you're going on a date night, if you're not matched up, like the reason I'd be having to get dressed up is because Melissa be looking so nice. But if we were just going to Red Lobster, shout out to the bankruptcy, I wouldn't have to.
They
do
don't
that.
Want that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the what?
They were bankruptcy. They went bankrupt. You know what it was? You know what the final straw was?
What?
In the shrimp.
I saw that. And they did an influencer campaign
behind
it.
$20 million in a quarter on the shrimp.
I damn near killed myself. with that in mind, I said they're going to regret this endless
That's
trip.
That's what a lot of people were like.
I regretted
you.
It.
They did it longer than they should have.
They
as
did
long
it.
As long as that branch keeps Olive Garden, I'm good.
Yeah. That,
oh, it's the same branch?
Landry. I think it's Landry Restaurants.
Somebody else, too, I forget. Though.
Yeah, they do got a couple people.
It's like the trio, the Holy Trinity.
Houston's? Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, what are your thoughts, Melissa?
Yeah, I agree, and I think that by their outfit, that might help them as well, so they don't have to think about it.
Also, if you don't feel comfortable in your body, it will affect how you feel like dressing.
Yeah, it could be any number of factors.
And also, you need to know how to dress for your body type. It's one true. Thing having a stylist has helped me with is when you are bigger, if you don't know how to dress for your body type, you'd be like, clothes are dumb. But then when people dress, you'd be like, oh, this doesn't look that bad. Mm-hmm. So. Maybe help you. Maybe they can help you.
Or buy a new body type. That's what I might do.
Apparently Drake did that. He bought them abs. This has to be true now.
Everyone's saying it. It's all alleged.
I saw a tweet that said, how you go to somebody and say, give me some muscles?
Easy.
He carved abs into a regular body. I respect it.
I do too, Chad. Get your life. All right, anything else?
No, man, he didn't carve nothing. That was a doctor.
You got anything else, Marcus, before you say one?
Yeah, because I think we out of here. It's 12:30. Cool, I told me it's 12:30. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye. What's up, Billy?